Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Shift. And tonight is our Friday show. This is the last show of the year of 2010. So let's just do an emotional clearing for everybody out there. Think of an issue that you had maybe during the whole year, if you would, just one issue. And just see how that affects you with your body. Remember, this is an emotional body clearing. And it's how that emotional body interfaces with your physical body. And what happens is when it does get interfaced with it, you end up having physical problems. So here we go. Think of one incident, and I'll clear that for you. And you could have repeated ones of this, but just think of the people that you were involved with, and we'll see how this helps you. Remember, normally there's always a person involved with an emotional issue. So here we go. To release that from you, think of it. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. And if you're in pain, we'll do a pain clearing for everybody. And again, we'll release the pain from you. Think of a pain that you have or had. Remember, that pain energy is still with you in the pain body. It's an invisible body that stores your pain. So here we go. Releasing that, think of it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And let's do a clearing, let's do an entity clearing here. And the entities will release, and we're going to do some energy work where we actually put you more into your body more fully. So the first thing you have to do is clean out your body. Now, how many entities do you have? Well, we're going to be clearing out of you are just the emotional ones right now. And we also have energetic alien life forms that could be in you. That's what we call parasitic life forms. Could have other things in you also, but we'll just do the emotional bodies. And those emotional bodies on this earth energy here, you know, where we live, are called ghosts. And they come into us because of what we normally think. They come in through emotions, we'll say, and they also come in through pain. So this is the way we attract them to us here. And we also have the ones that body hop from generation to generation, and they'll come into us normally when we have a funeral. And if they like coming into your body, they'll stay in there. So you could have an aunt or uncle living inside of you, an emotional body that just liked you, and they are now living with you, and you may have their same mannerisms. So here we go. Let's do an entity release. So we'll release them now. You can bring up the light beam on your monitor screen if you'd like. I'm going to energize the light beam. So here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and more entities are being released now. So here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And you may feel energies leaving your body here. Now these entities, emotional bodies, are actually created by the earth spirit. And so these are actual an emotional body that looks like a ghost. If you could see them, they look like the person that lived previously. And the earth spirit is responsible for them because it created these bodies. It created the bodies because the earth spirit chose to protect your physical body from mind energy, which we'll call psychic attack energy. So here we go. More entities being released from you. And we have to clean out your body so that you're able to have more spirit with you. And here we go. So more entities. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and 1, but beyond 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, and again 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, you should feel a little different right now. I might want to get up and walk around. Maybe you had a pain in your body. You might find that pain has left you. And now we're going to bring in more of your spirit energy. And we have to go out and collect it and actually discharge the energy from it because it left you for a reason. So it got imprinted with the emotional traumas that you had at the time that it left. Remember, your spirit energy is always with you unless it leaves. And then you start losing part of yourself. And why do you lose part of yourself? It's because your spirit cannot handle judgment and pain trauma. So if you have any of that going on, then your spirit will tend to leave you during these situations. And it may not ever come back to you because it's been here, done that. So it gets traumatized. We're going to bring back the pieces of you that we can and take away the trauma from them. Maybe this could be thousands of fragments of you. And you may get increased, you know, maybe a few percent more with your body energy. So you're going to actually feel it come back into you when we do this here. So we're going to first clean out the energies. And your spirit that's in your heart center knows how to do this. So it's actually performing these healings too as I talk about that. So we're taking the parts of you that we can find around you. And this is like you might want to call it spirit retrieval, soul retrieval. Bringing these energies back around you, and then we'll put them back into your body. So here we go. We're cleaning out the energy, so we have to get it so that it's basically deprogrammed of the emotional trauma because you don't want to bring in a part of you that has trauma because that part then will create trauma and prevent your healing. So you need to get your spirit whole and complete. That's why a baby is so vibrant. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9 and 10, and one more time, getting rid of your energies of trauma from the spirit energy around your body. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, now we're bringing that spirit part of you, these little fragments back into you, and your spirit will have it come in whatever way it chooses to, and I'll count to 10 to command the energy. You might feel chills in your body, and you may actually feel much heavier, which is the way you should feel when you have more spirit with you. So here we go, coming into you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so now you have more of you with you. Now, is that part of you improperly? Is it in the right orientation? Remember, your spirit can come in upside down and backwards, 90 degrees out. It can be facing the wrong direction. Can be twisted. So it'll come in according to what you had in your body initially and realign with that. So we want to get everything proper. So here we go. I'm going to take you out of your body instantly and put you in correctly so you're facing forward. So here we go. I'll count to 5 to do that. So 1, you're coming out. 2, coming in. 3, integrating. 4 and 5. There. So if you feel slightly different, maybe you have a little more energy, maybe you feel a little more awake, that's because now your spirit's improperly. Maybe your eyesight's much better. So there we go, everybody. We'll see if our co-host is on out there. So Sylvia, are you out there in cyberspace someplace?
Hello, yes, I'm here, and good night, and welcome, everyone. That was a wonderful way to start the program tonight, so thank you, Ron. And we have people on the fast chat. Hi, everyone. And if you'd like to make a request, ask Ron a question, ask about the Creation Light Ship, about the Ascension, about the healings that the Creation Lightship does or anything like that, please go ahead and type that into the fast chat, and we'll try to get to as many of your questions and requests as possible throughout the hour. And I see a couple of comments right now. Jerry said, a lot of wonderful divine light coming back in, very powerful. Thank you. And let's see, JJ said, lots of yawning with the entity clearing. Can you talk about why that happens sometimes for people when you're doing a clearing?
Yeah, normally when we do clearings, the body will respond some way. It's hard to say how your body's going to respond. Yawning is one way to release the negative energy, so that's real common. You might feel tingles. You could feel warmth. You could feel chills, we'll say. All these are just indication that your body is receiving energy. And the energy comes into your heart first, and this is what all these healings are, is heart-based healing. So we don't use the mind energy to do healings. It's all heart-based. So let's, boy, what can we do tonight? Any other questions out there? We're doing our Q&A tonight. A question and answer period will be after this program. And it'll be starting at 8 o'clock Pacific time, which equals 11 o'clock Eastern. And the call is about an hour in length. You can ask questions about the light shift. So we start from the people back east because it's much later than it is where I am here in California. And then we'll just work our way back over to the Pacific Coast here and just see what people may want to ask and find out about. So the conference call phone number is 646-519-5800. That's 646-519-5800. And the PIN is 9009. And you hit the pound sign. So that'll be about an hour-long call. And then tomorrow we have our special once-a-year Saturday clearing, healing, and we bring in the energies for the year of 2011 that the Earth Spirit is choosing to bring in for the ascension, for its ascension, so it can get clearings done. Remember, it has to go through clearings just like your spirit does. So it has darkness in it also, and it gets to get more energy to it, so it needs to bring in energies to help that out, along with helping out its blueprint that it energizes, which we call the Earth. So two things are happening there. So we're able to sample the ascension energies for the Earth Spirit on the call tomorrow. It's $20. It starts at 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, and it's a four-hour conference call. And you can do it absentee if you wish. And if you want to come on the call, what I'd suggest doing is maybe making 12 affirmations, maybe more of those even. And each time you feel the energy for each month, which will take probably 10 to 15 minutes to bring in, you can sit with the energies. Then what you're going to want to do is figure out what affirmation you may want to have or use and match that up for the particular month. And see how that works out. And remember that the everything works in the now with the light, so we're giving you a really good representation of what could happen. And it may be slightly different, you know, as time goes on. Remember, the light does not have anything in stone, but it's what the Earth Spirit is requesting for each month. So it could be even slightly different, but it's people who've done it in the past just love the call, and it's a great way to get the light ship energy and to see what's going to happen next year for what the Earth wants to bring in to itself for healing. So, back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so let's see here. Have a couple of questions. We have someone requesting something for toothache, have a cavity that's acting up.
Well, we can do a pain clearing here, so let's first do one for maybe bones, okay? Since your tooth is possibly a bone, or it could be something else, maybe a nerve. So let's do a bone and nerves here. We'll just see if this helps you. In fact, if everybody would like to get a glass of water, we'll just do a water charging here for silver water that you can also do on the website for $1. But get a glass of water right now. This will be the silver healing water. And I'll wait for a minute or two as you get a glass of water. Could even be a couple glasses. And this water will last for today and tomorrow. So the silver water is what the light chip uses a lot for us down here for healing. And on the water activation location on the website, you can do water charging. You can do it for different types of things. You could, you know, have it maybe for minerals or vitamins or life force. There's all different types of charging that you can do in this activation process. And it works in the now. So that's why I say this water only works for like today and tomorrow, because you will be changing. And so just by having it around, you know, on the, you know, third day, it's probably not going to be active for you, because it will have codes in it that will be changing, and it won't be associated with the current you. So everything works in the now. So get your glass of water, hold it in your hands, and I'll bring in the swordfish energy. So here comes the swordfish. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, that water feels pretty good to me. You might feel your hands buzzing. Remember, this energy comes from the light ship through the light being here. It goes through my body also. And it's all heart-based energy, so you're going to feel it go into your heart, and your spirit activates that energy, because it's only divine source energy that's going to be doing the activation for you, so it's a non-judgment. And then it goes through your arms, out of your fingertips, we'll say, into the water. So enjoy your water right now. You can drink it if you wish for internal healing, or what you could do is, since we had a tooth problem here, just put it in your mouth and hold it there and probably spit it out, because it may collect some of the infection, germs, etc. So we'll do another clearing here, so enjoy your water. We'll do one for pain here. So here we go, a pain clearing. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okie doke. So see if that helps you, everybody. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, great. So for anyone that's just tuning in, there is going to be a free Q&A call tonight with Ron. And if you'd like to get on that, that'll start about 5 minutes or so after the radio show is over. And the number to call in for that is area code 646-519-5800. And then you'll just dial a PIN number, which is 9009, followed by the pound sign. And Ron, Tina's asking also about tomorrow's special call. And that's the New Year's call, and asking about, I guess, affirmation or resolutions. Maybe wanting to know what that's all about.
Well, what you're doing is you're actually like planting the seeds for what you'd like to have manifested in your life. And just think of something that you may wish to have. And you can find out what month is more conducive for that manifestation to occur. So that's just one way to look at it. A lot of people do, you know, their New Year's, I guess, resolutions, you know, at the first part of the year. of what they want to have manifested. Here you can just sample out each month, month by month. And you may have a dozen things or so listed, and maybe only a few of those really apply. So you're just matching up the energy of the manifestation that you wish to bring forth versus the manifestation energy that's coming to help the earth spirit, which you're going to be sensing, feeling here. So it's kind of hard to say what you wish to manifest if you even choose to. You know, you could just say you want to bring in more harmony and peace to yourself. And some months might have more of that energy with it. But, you know, just kind of look at your life and see what you may want to bring in. And that will probably help you out because it'll be hard energy that you're going to be transmitting. And also the psychic billboard is another way that you can run the same energy. So find out what you want to use or bring into your life and then do the psychic billboard maybe each month for that particular manifestation. So one thing could be maybe a person has a job and they want to get a different job. Well, which month is going to help you out with that, okay? So you may want to, you know, check that out. Because the energies, as you have the intent, you're going to be able to resonate with some of the energies that come in with what you're going to be wishing to manifest. And the manifestation is up to you. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, I think we had JJ, I believe it was, saying that when you put the everyone's spirit back in the body properly, they saw a flash of lightning. Any comments about that?
Yeah, you probably felt the energy, yes, uh-huh. That does happen. And on tomorrow's call, also we're doing the 7 bottles of water for everybody. So if you want to get 7 containers of water, and you're on that call, the last part of the call will be doing that, the last hour. So a lot of people, normally, what I'd recommend is at least get a half a gallon of water. If you're not a water drinker, you might turn into one with this water. But if not, the extra water you can put, you know, in your foot bath or bathtub. So that's what most people do is they get just pre-sealed, you know, gallon of water containers and they'll drink what they can during the day, and you want to drink the water in consecutive order. And you mark the water containers 1 through 7. So the first one that we'll be doing will be used for Sunday. And they'll have special codes in it for you for healing. And the codes will be activated and used by your body for internal healing. And we tell you what light being is charging the water, and you might actually even sense or see that energy as you drink the water for each day. So it's nice that you did see the energy there from the light being as the energy came through. That's very, very nice to experience that wonderful thing. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, great. Let's pick up some more from the fast chat here. So we have a question from Fred. He's asking if there are any timelines from Light of Darkness need to crash for 2011.
Boy, probably not. You know, there's probably hundreds of them, but it's just what you wish to look at in your life. And you may actually feel energies that you may want to crash. So as far as just doing something to work with the energies that's coming in, no. The light ship's taking care of all of that, so it doesn't really necessarily need your help and assistance for that. But you may feel an energy which you may want to do a timeline crash on, or you might even sense some interference. Remember, that's what they do, is give you interference as you get abducted to these timelines, so... Very interesting. Looks like Erica's, can you hear the call later? No, it's a live call, but you can get on an absentee, and but you won't be able to necessarily know what energies are what and when we're doing them, okay? But you may still feel the energy, and, you know, I do have people who are coming on absentee anyway because they want to be in the lightship energy. So we do healing also, during the call, because you're on the light ship, doing physical healing along with doing the energy work that we're bringing in, you know, for next year's energy. So we actually do like three different things during the call. The last part is for water, and then during the call, we're bringing in healing energies for everybody along with the divine ascension energy for the earth spirit to experience that. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so we have a question from Hart, and this is having to do with one of your online clearings, Ron, on your website, the slime body clearing. And the question is, how long does it take to heal the slime body?
Okay, you want to get that body off of you. So that's an energetic body that the extraterrestrials, the alien, put on you. You just keep doing that until you feel yourself cleared off. So it's kind of hard to say. Everybody has a different amount of goo on them. So that's one of the clearings that is kind of good to do is a slime body one. Back to you, Sylvia. In fact, I'll do a sample here of the slime body. Here we go. Yuck. So Spirit's going to help release some of this energy from you to see how you feel after this here. Here we go. One, two, oh man, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, I'm yawning here. A lot of energy is moving. Do it one more time. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Wow. Okay. Back to you, Sylvia.
All right. So let's see. There's a question from Tina on the fast chat. What is the difference between the human dark to light clearing versus the dark side practitioner clearing?
Okay, the dark side practitioner clearing is somebody who is sending you bad thoughts. Maybe they paid somebody in a foreign country or even this country here to continuously do spells on you, okay? So the dark side practitioner is for somebody who is knowingly doing spells, curses, hexes on you, thinking of you all the time, and connecting to these energetic pools, causing you harm. One way to look at this is a lot of people that have a hard time finding a job, and maybe they're overly qualified and they just don't get a job because they probably have a hex or spell put on them by somebody. So that's one of the reasons that why I recommend people doing the self-empowerment clearing, because with that, you can clear out that energy, too, from that clearing. Now, the human one that we just put up is one for people that, you know, are kind of negative. Maybe you don't like them. Maybe they're a very negative person. So that would be the newest clearing, which is the mean people type clearing, Antichrist clearing. These are just energies that are there that people tend to use, and they may not even know they're using it. Maybe they think that that's being normal here. So you can even put your own name in to clear yourself out, because it'll just bring light to you and take away some of the darkness. So that's the basic difference. And that clearing just does that, say, for one time, where the dark side practitioner, the mind control clearing, what that one is for is to get rid of people that, you know, maybe pray for you continuously. You know, maybe you belong to a church and you left the church and they're thinking that you're a sinner now and they got to save your soul. So they pray for you daily, you see. Well, that's a dark side practitioner, because they're connecting you to the aliens and you have no control over that because they're going against your free will, free choice. So this is what that clearing is for. And like I said, it's also available on the self-empowerment clearing. Self-empowerment clearing I think has 39 different issues that most people can kind of resonate to. And you can clear away, is it your own thoughts getting in your way? Are you projecting thoughts out, causing your problems? Is it somebody else's thoughts programming you? Mm-hmm. Mind control. Is it the aliens doing it? Is it organizations doing it? So this is what it's for, is to help yourself out to get out of a situation. So that clearing I put up, because some people just needed some instant help to maybe get a job or to feel better, to get their life back on track. And that one normally helps out a lot of people. I think the cost is $50, and it's a six-week time to do the clearing. And you probably will need 6 weeks to do it. You have to be dedicated to getting yourself back into self-empowerment. And a lot of the issues there, we do have whole lifetime clearings on, in a sense, but this is just to get you jump-started with your current condition. Okay, it doesn't take away your far-distant past of the same condition. It just gets you jump-started so that you can carry on with your life. Then I'd recommend, you know, to also, you know, do the psychic billboard, you know, clearing, because that will let you input in there what you wish to manifest right now. And normally every 2 to 3 days I would check it and just see what's going on in your life. Ask your friends what they think of you, you know, and or just tune in and find out what your body's transmitting, because everybody's reading that around you. So you do want to do a change, and your psychic billboard is the best way to change the way people see, view you. So, back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, the next question here on the Fast Chat is from Hart, and the question is, how long to heal timeline crash?
Okay, timelines, typically each time you do one, a timeline could crash in as little as 5 minutes to maybe as much as, you know, a few hours. So when you do a timeline crash, know that you may be feeling the energies, you know, like a rock and roll situation as the timeline is crashing, because you're experiencing yourself probably being bounced back and forth, maybe on one timeline or many timelines. But the main thing is, you know, you want to, you know that you will feel something. So if you do one timeline crash, I would probably feel pretty safe on telling you that within 3 hours it would probably be done.
Okay, so let's see what's next here. Everett is asking if we could have a clearing for the dark light plans for us in 2011.
That I can't do, no. Remember, the light only works in the now, so it does not know what is in store for you, okay? Remember, the light does not know darkness. And so that's the problem with the light, is that it has to continuously see what's going on. Remember, the light does not judge you. Your spirit does not judge you. And so what you might think is darkness to somebody else, it might be like light. Or what could be good for you could be bad for somebody else. So there's no judgment there on the light. If the light did judge, then it would be darkness itself. So it's very difficult to clear away the darkness. Now, when you know that you're involved with it, then you can clear it away. But remember, the darkness works with each individual. Now, the air spirit is going to be clearing away darkness out of its realm. And that may help you somewhat, because you're attached to the earth with your body. It's not going to help your spirit, but it might help your body a little bit, okay? So as the earth spirit gets more into wholeness, we'll just say the earth spirit is at 100%. Okay, so right away you might go, yippee. Well, that's not going to help your body too much, because you have to get the clearings like it did out of itself. So just being 100% of Earth spirit for the planet, then it has to get integrated. So it has saved the Earth spirit, first of all. And then from there, after the Earth spirit gets saved, getting taken out of darkness, which is what you're doing with the timeline crashing, okay, then the Earth spirit has to get integrated into the planet. So when it gets integrated into the planet, you might feel a little more light coming into your body, but if you still have the blockages in you, then it's not going to really make too much of a difference because the blockages will prevent that earth energy to come into your body because it'll be light. So remember, the you have to clean yourself out in order to benefit by whatever the earth spirit is doing. So some people, I think, had the idea that if the earth spirit gets completely healed, they're healed too, and that's not true. If it was true, you know, that would have been done 2,000 years ago with Jesus, and, you know, the energies that your ancestors had would have been cleared out, and you'd be cleared out right now, but that was not the case. So everybody has to work on themselves each time that your physical body is born because it has a stored DNA from the ancestors. So that's, unfortunately, the way it works. So you need to always work on yourself. This is why we have the unlimited to the different healings. So once you have a clearing, then you're clear for that particular energy. We'll say a trauma clearing or a mind clearing or emotional clearing, fear clearing. And then you probably want to stay current because the clearing will not work into the future or after you have the clearing. So then you get the unlimited, and that's $50. You can go on it, the website as often as you want to do that clearing. And when you do that, then automatically you can stay current to get rid of the energies off of you. This is why I strongly recommend getting the unlimited for the emotional clearing and do it 2-3 times a day. So back to you, Sylvia.
All righty. So, Ron, we have a request from Tim on the fast chat for the 12 source energies.
Okay, so here we go.
Maybe you can tell people what that means for the new listeners tonight.
Okay, the initially there's just one energy, and that divided itself in half, and from there it went into 12 energies. And so the 12 energies are what created the creation lightship, which is the way that these energies could do manifestations. So in order to have manifestations, you need a place to manifest from, and this is what the lightship is. In the time of Jesus, it was called Father. But since we're here now, it's called the creation lightship. So this is just the way it is, and we'll bring in one of each of the 12 source energies for you. So here we go, number one, and we'll hold the energy for about maybe 1 minute apiece here so you can actually experience this energy. So here we go, number one, this is the first of the 12 source energies, so one source energy. I'll count to five to bring it in. One, two, three, four, and five, okay? And just kind of enjoy this energy here. And you probably resonate to maybe some more than others. That's possible. Some people like hearing or having one energy come in more than the others. But once you get used to it, then they're probably going to all feel pretty much the same. So how's that feel to you, Sylvia? Okay, let's get source energy number two. Here it comes. So one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, we'll bring in source energy number three. Here it comes. So one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, source energy number four. One, two, three, four, and five. Source energy number five, here it comes. So one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, let's get number six source energy. Here it comes. So one, two, three, four. 4, and 5. Source energy number 7, here it comes. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, let's do source energy number 8. Here it comes. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Source energy number 9. Here it comes. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Thank you. we'll do source energy number 10. Here it comes. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Here we go. Source energy number 11. Here it comes. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Last one here, source energy number 12. Here it comes. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Thank you. everybody. That's the 12 source energies. You have all those inside of you already. That's just kind of a little boost of energy for you in case you forgot. So our show is coming to a close here. We'll do our question and answer session next here on a conference call line. And the phone number is 646-519-5800. And the PIN number will be 9009. They'll be coming on probably in about 5 or 6 minutes here. And so what you can do is just come on the call, and we'll go to the people back east first for the questions. And naturally, we have our special call tomorrow for $20, which is the 2011 energies coming to us that the Earth Spirit chooses to bring in for its ascension process. So it's a very interesting and nice call. And then tomorrow night, which is Saturday, on Station 1 again, we're Saturday night live on the light ship. So we do some healings there, maybe about 15 minutes on the light ship. And here we go. So I'll turn it back over to you, Sylvia. Thank you for being on tonight.
Okay, well, thank you. That was wonderful. And I'll just say blessings to everyone. Have a very blessed New Year. And good night, and see you next time.
Okay, Happy New Year, everybody.